and thank you.
Winona, you won't be gone. Night bounces back from everything. And so I will meet you home when home is on your way again. No, I know you leave tonight. You won't be gone. We'll keep some light. Winona, we're not alone. Small distance keeps us close.
The city stone feels real again. Stop losing words by repeating them. Wisconsin is far, and I'm not sure if you are coming back. So we helped each other to breathe again, and so.
Good evening, and welcome to Bands. Ooh, we're doing it again. Welcome to Bands Do BK. This is a guide to Brooklyn by bands and for everyone, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name's Sam Sumter, and I am interviewing artists to discover the best spots in the borough. And tonight we have Cody Fitzgerald of Stolen Jars, whose song Winona, that I am only marginally obsessed with, is what you just heard. Cody, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How's it going?
It is going swell. Thank you so much for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
As I informed you, this is going to be 56 more minutes of me fangirling over how much I love your album.
Well, I really appreciate it.
It's going to be enjoyable for all.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, so that was from A Reminder, which is your latest album that just came out in October, right?
Yeah, yeah. Came out October 12th, which we end after like 3 years of working on it or whatever. Yeah, it's an album of lost people, if is what I've kind of been saying about it, in whatever form that may take, whether that's a song about my grandmother actually telling me she wants to die, or a song about a changing relationship, or a song about a friend moving away who you just rekindled a connection with. It's kind of just dealing with that loss and incorporating it into your life and being able to allow it to be part of who you are.
It's a very light topic.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's a hopeful album, I think. I think it comes off as hopeful despite the topic. I think the topic is just loss is a part of everyone's life, and the fact of the matter is that's always going to be the case. So just dealing with it in a way where you actually feel like it's part of your story you tell yourself is the best way to deal with it.
Yeah, and it seems like just reading about the album and looking into it, Refraction was the word that's used in the description, right? Can you go into that a little bit and like what that exactly means? I have to remember what refraction meant. I'm not taking science.
It's the same. It's actually similar. The record we put out, the EP we put out before this was called Glint, which is kind of, you know, a small glint of light. It's we talk a lot about light, clearly.
it's lit.
Yeah. you know, something, there's some idea, some part of reflection, some part of light reflecting off of something that feels like a memory. And that's kind of what Glint was about. And in this album, refraction being like the way loss comes into your body and loss comes into your mind and kind of refracts off of that, refracts through that. And you are, after it passes through you, a different person, if that makes sense.
I was like, I need a diagram. But no, that's a really beautiful concept. And again, you said you've been working on it for like you carried this baby for 3 years.
Yeah. Started working on it basically immediately after I got out of school. So yeah, for a while.
It's like a first job type of thing, right?
Yeah. Well, the EP was already done, Glint. And then we took a little while to put that out. And I was working on this at the same time that was getting put out. And then we took a little while between the EP and this to just kind of let it get its due in terms of releasing it.
Absolutely. And then you went on tour and mm-hmm. want to be sure to mention that there are some opportunities in case people missed you then. People such as myself, which I did not make that show, the most recent one. But there's a couple opportunities to see you this spring that I'll be calling out periodically throughout the show. But I'm at Our Wicked Lady on January 24th.
Yeah, that's going to be like a little mini festival that our keyboardist Grant is putting on. So
really?
Yeah. So we're going to be part of that one.
I feel like just hearing the word festival, I'm automatically like, this is just more celebratory. It
seems more celebratory. More exciting. More bands.
More bands. That's always a better thing. And then you also are playing New Colossus, right, in March.
Yeah.
Are you that familiar with that festival? I've heard good things.
They asked us to play this year. I hadn't been the year before, but it seems like it's really cool. It's a new, I mean, I miss CMJ, so I'm hoping it can start to take the place of that again.
And you have a CMJ tote.
Yes.
Right now. I just noticed earlier.
Yes.
So yeah, just a little hint. I'm looking forward to that festival. Speaking of festivals. And then not only that, but we were talking about this earlier because my friend Laura, who's here with us today, also, you scored a Christmas movie that just came out with Anna Kendrick, and it was on Disney Plus called Noel.
Yeah. I was working on that for a very long time with my scoring partner, Clyde Lawrence, who's in the band Lawrence. And
also New York based.
Also New York based. It's finally out and very Christmassy and very sarcastic and really funny. I still think it's funny, and I've seen it probably about 700 times at this point. So that says something about it.
Another reason to download Disney Plus.
Yeah. Or at least get the free trial for 7 days.
And then watch it every day. So, So how was, and that's not the first movie you've scored. You also did The Rewrite, which I think is a Hugh Grant movie that's been in my Hulu queue. Mm-hmm. It's been sitting there for months. And I think this might tip it over the edge. I think I'm gonna watch it now.
Clyde from Lawrence did most of the score for that, and I did some additional music on that, so that's more of us. If you want to listen to both of us, I'm just plugging Lawrence and myself all the time on the show, apparently.
Is there still in jars Lawrence collaboration in the future, perhaps?
There was one in the past, and there will be one probably again in the future. Hilo Jack was a project me and Clyde and this rapper Dilapo, who we all went to Brown together,
the three of us,
and we did a collaboration project together, and we put out an EP like a year and a half ago or so, and it's pretty good, gotta say.
Gotta say. Yeah, I feel like you probably accomplished a lot more in college than I might have extracurricularly.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know really. Yeah, who knows what happened in college? I mean,
college is like Vegas. It's like what happens in college stays in college.
Yeah.
I'm telling myself. And perhaps my parents who are listening. Excellent. So how would you describe a Stolen Jars live show for people who have not seen it before?
It's pretty different than the record, I would say. The records are very clearly meticulous. It's like 100 tracks or whatever it is. And like, there's a lot of meticulous, crazy things going on. It feels very like contained. And the live show is like, at the end of the day, a rock show. It's like a 5-piece band. And we are, it's going to be a huge sound. It's like a much bigger sound. Personally, when I go to a live show, my favorite live show is one where I sing along to the words and like cry. So if that is what I can achieve in a Stolen Jars live show, then I've hopefully done my job. Or even if like you're just like, wow, that drummer is really good, or like, you know, yeah, that hopefully I make everyone cry. That's really what I want.
Well, I cry during everything, including Mamma Mia 2. So the crying bar is pretty low. But I can definitely see, just from listening to your music, how it does inspire a lot of feeling. that's a good thing,
that's
right?
That's the hope, you know? And no feelings. I mean, what am I doing with my time?
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely good part of it. So we're going to play, actually, since we're talking about this album, let's play another song from it, which is Ghost Towns, which is another one of the singles that came out, right?
Yeah.
So can you speak to this song a little bit?
Yeah, this song is about, not about myself, but it's kind of fictionalized, but it's about it's basically a relationship I witnessed with a lot of my friends, where they don't really feel like their parent has accepted them and hasn't really supported them in their lives. And the narrator in this song decides to kind of leave that person out of their lives and be able to leave that person out of their lives.
And that, an idea of moving on.
Yes.
Better.
Yeah. Knowing that that relationship will never exist, but being okay with the fact that that relationship will never exist.
Okay. Well, this is Ghost Towns by Stolen Jars, right here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
When I was young, I thought I could be us. I wasted all night waiting on the signs that I'd fit in. But now that I found myself, I'll leave those ghosts aside.
Back when I
That was Ghost Towns by Stolen Jars right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Also, so good, Cody. Yeah. We've got Cody from Stolen Jars here with us in the studio. You kind of told us a story about that song, and kind of want to go back into kind of the history of the band, because your first album came out in 2011, but I guess this started as like a high school project for you, bedroom project?
Yeah, I was, when I was in high school, I started making this music and sending it to my friend Magda, who lived in Boston, and she started writing vocal melodies on top of it, and we kind of just built this thing, and it turned into a full album. And then starting to play it live, she was never there for the live shows, and so Molly, who became the singer on the next album, came to the live shows, and it's kind of just evolved over time into the band it is now, which has Sarah, who's the lead singer on that song, and now writes vocal melodies with me, and Elias, who's the guitarist in the band at this point, and Grant, who's the keyboardist, who's putting on that
festival, yes.
And Isaiah, who's the drummer. But it's you know, a constellation of musicians that have orbited this band over the course of many, many years. And now this is the band that exists.
Was it called Stolen Jars originally?
Or? It was called Stolen Jars originally.
What is the story behind that name?
So...
we were talking earlier, it's like naming, I feel like naming your band's like naming your baby or something.
It is, though. I mean, but if you think about it, to be honest... I feel like when you say band names out loud at a certain point, they don't mean anything anymore. So in the very beginning, it feels like this thing where it has to be a really good name so that someone who first hears the name isn't like, what the heck is that? But, you know, if you're like, now I just say Bon Iver, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's totally a name or whatever. That's exactly
not,
a band.
Words.
But Stolen Jars came from this idea when I was writing the first music for the band. I felt like I was taking all these influences that I have had over the years, and everything was really loop based at the time, so I was just like, have these little riffs that I felt like I was basically in my head stealing from different influences and looping, and it felt like I was just opening little jars of stolen crap from other artists and just letting them loop onto this, onto the GarageBand session.
Sprinkle here, a little pour out here.
So that's where the name comes from.
Excellent. Yeah. And then Stojo Music on Instagram.
Yes.
For those who want to follow.
Yeah. Follow.
Follow. Give them a follow. Give it a like, a love, a share. So many options. And then... your first album, I thought this was interesting too, kind of a sign of like, I feel like widespread success. A song Driving from your first EP, right?
Yeah.
Was featured on an Apple iPad commercial.
I
feel like Apple's got great taste with their commercials. I feel like that would be like kind of like a sign of like, oh yeah, like I would feel good about that.
it was great. I mean, it really happened out of nowhere. I mean, well, you know, me and Molly sent the album to a bunch of blogs, and it got on like two, and then the guy from Apple read one of the two blogs and sent me an email that was all in lowercase and partially misspelled, and I was like, this can't be real, and then I emailed him back, and it turned out to be real. So, like,
but was it at apple.com? That couldn't be fake.
Yeah, it wasn't at apple.com. It was, yeah. So, but yeah, that was great. Loved that.
Yeah, I feel it's like, I just have to call this out, because I feel like half the time I'm like, I see an Apple commercial, I'm like, must Shazam now.
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, Feist, that was a huge one for her too. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4 on that commercial, I feel like, blew her up, and that album's so good.
Yeah, I was like, I can't even hear 1, 2, 3, 4 without thinking about that song and buying an iPhone. Yeah, we'll kind of segue into the second part of the program.
Perfect.
Which is talking about your favorite places in Brooklyn.
Ugh, thank God. And love doing that.
Yes. I was like, there's one thing I'm passionate about, it's bars and food.
Yeah.
But you sent me over your picks, and we realized very quickly that we had probably been at the same places at the same time a million times. You're in Crown Heights.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll start with what is, I would say, a neighborhood staple and where Uber thought I lived for a while. a watering hole known appropriately as the Crown Inn.
A wonderful place. Yes. A wonderful place. Yeah. I love that spot. I've had my birthday hang of friends there the past 3 years and running. So partially probably because it's like a block from my house. So it's pretty, I'm like,
you can't beat that commute.
I mean, can't beat the commute. And also I can tell everyone that it's at 8 and I know they're not getting there till 9. So I can just go at 9 instead of being like there at 8 and waiting for everybody.
Loser.
Yeah. So it's a perfect spot. Also, yeah, they just have great drinks and the bartenders are really lovely. My friend Elias, who's in the band, is a regular there and knows every single bartender, and like when you go with Elias, he's like, they're like, hey, what's up, and you know, they'll, you know, give you a free drink. So
do you know Monica, the bartender?
Yeah.
She's, I feel like I need to shout her out. She's like the most incredible human.
Yeah, she's great.
You see Monica at Crown Heights or at Crown Inn.
Yeah. At Crown Heights generally. Crown Heights, you just see her anywhere.
Yes. You see her anywhere in the world.
You see anyone named Monica.
How many could there be?
Yeah, just say hi.
Give her our regards. And you also said you had your first date with your girlfriend there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Yes. And I consistently, we go there and then we're both like, oh, wait, we had our first date here.
Happy anniversary.
But I never remember that until we're there together. And then we're both like, oh right. Yes.
This feels familiar.
Yeah.
And then, that place has a great backyard, too.
Yeah. Love Crown Inn.
What's your go-to drink?
I get Negroni Spagliatos.
I don't even know what that is.
It's just a Negroni, except instead of gin, you have Prosecco. So it's just like a sparkling Negroni.
That sounds quite pleasant.
It is. It is incredibly good. It is also, I mean, this is not in Brooklyn. Hate to say it. But
I'm sorry, we're going to have to turn your mic off.
Yeah. Via Carota, which is in Manhattan, is like a fancy Italian restaurant, but they have great Negronis, and they opened a bar across the street that now has Negronis on tap, and they have Negroni Spagliatos on tap, which is why I know so much. I've gotten those.
You're a connoisseur.
I mean, I got them at that bar and I was like, I just should have this all the time. Why am I not having this all the time?
This is clearly your the
it's
signature.
A superior drink.
The Stolen Jar's signature cocktail.
I mean, wasn't there that, there was that website for a while where it was like, you put in a band's name and then it made a cocktail for the band name. I forget what ours was. It was not good though.
it was served in a mason jar. Yeah,
it was. Yeah. It was absolutely served in a mason jar.
Yeah, the bar was pretty low for that. I'm not sure what comes at all accounts.
Yeah.
And then right around the corner from Crown Inn is, it's a sushi spot, right? It's Silver Rice.
Silver Rice is great. I mean, yes, I wrote it down because I go there often, but everybody goes there around the area. But the real secret, which I shouldn't say, is that...
What'd you say?
is at 10 p.m. when it's closing, they have bags that are omakase bags that are for like $10. And there's like a bunch of stuff. Because they just are getting rid of everything they have for the night. It's like dumpster diving. It's like dumpster diving, but it's day of sushi.
It's like upscale dumpster diving.
Yeah, exactly.
And you get it before the dumpster.
Yeah.
It's a pivotal fish out of a dumpster. Yeah.
It's really, but it's great because then you get like a cup of like a salmon cup and like something and like a roll and a soup for like $10. It's like, what a great deal.
That is the dream. And yeah, I feel like that's definitely like when you're talking about people, they're talking to people about their favorite places in Brooklyn, it all comes down to like proximity and affordability.
Well, and also just like,
and
I
good
mean,
vibes, man.
I don't care about vibes that much. I will say it right now. I care a lot about food and I care very much about how good the food is. And Silver Rice is good food. And that's really like, I pay the regular amount all the time because sometimes I'm not waiting till 10 to get the food. But I mean,
good things come to those who wait.
Yeah, exactly. Cheap things come to those who wait. Good things come no matter what. You get the food, it's good food. But yeah, but like another one on my list, I'm going to preempt you on it just because I have to say it.
Bring it on.
Is the islands, which is just, if we're talking about great food, is the best Caribbean food I've ever had in my life. And
that's like a Crown Heights, let's like what Crown Heights is known for,
yes,
too, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of Caribbean
largely
food.
Yeah.
And, but it's just the jerk chicken, the mac and cheese. The mac and cheese is so good. There's just like
classic
caramelized
Caribbean
onions.
Fare.
Well, there's just caramelized onions like baked into it in like an unbelievable way. And, clearly I care a lot about food.
I totally respect that. That's why we're asked. We're trying to find the best places in
Brooklyn.
Oh,
yeah. No, if you,
to eat.
The islands
is selfish mission.
It's a phenomenal. It's a phenomenal place.
And that's like right across the street, right? Or it's like close.
Yeah, it's on Washington. And it's...
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's not Island CZ Cafe, which is right across the street. I've never been there. But it is The Islands, which is... And it says Caribbean restaurant, and it's... phenomenal. Top-notch stuff. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be beat.
Couldn't be beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're doing like some inside baseball stuff. I'm like, oh, I can picture this in my head perfectly. Everyone else can't hear it. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's next to the thing, by the thing, next to the other place. Exactly. Yeah, good spot.
You know the way station. It's like right there.
Yeah, way station is also an excellent venue. Cool. We'll take a little musical interlude because you also provided some songs from other Brooklyn musicians that you like. The first one being Marco Polo by Boy Scouts.
Yeah, they're close to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn adjacent.
Yeah.
We can round up.
They're a great band, and the song is great. And they come to New York and play in New York, and they live in Connecticut. But...
It's the tri-state area,
exactly.
Right?
But yeah, they're a phenomenal band. And so I just wanted everyone to listen to them.
I love the name Boy Scout, too.
Yeah.
So here it is, Marco Polo by Boy Scout. All right. That was Marco Polo by Boy Scott. Some kind of islandy vibes after he just told us about islands.
I planned it perfectly.
Oh, look at that. Just so aligned we are. We're going to take a second really quick because we are here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And now seems like an ideal time to remind you that Radio Free Brooklyn's Drive to Five fundraising campaign is officially underway. In May, RFB turns 5 years old, and we need to raise $25,000 so we can continue bringing you commercial-free, independent radio for another 5 years. Because we think raising money should be fun, each month we'll be bringing listeners fun challenges with some sweet prizes. The first is a trivia quiz to find out just how well you know RFB. The top five scorers will win a limited edition 5-year anniversary RFB t-shirt that you can sport for some serious street cred around Brooklyn. You can also dial 718-673-8201 to leave us a message and tell us why you love RFBA, or to wish us a happy birthday, and your message just might be played on the air in such good company with musicians like Cody from Stolen Jars. Have we told you he's here? Have we mentioned that?
Someone has, I think.
Someone has a few times. Again, this is Bands Do BK. We are interviewing artists to discover the best spots in Brooklyn. And we are like rolling through the Crown Heights spots right now. Another favorite, Lincoln Station, which is, would you call it a cafe? In Crown? What is it?
Yeah,
coffee
it's.
Shop meets?
Yeah, it, I mean, it's got great food. Once again, just taking it back to food. It is a cafe. It's like a cafe. People work there. There's like a lot of,
tell me more.
There's a lot of laptops.
Oh, wait. Work. Okay. Not work.
Yeah. No, no. Yeah. No, I mean, people work at the restaurant too, but I kind of meant, you know, on laptops.
Okay. I got
it's a cafe because people come there, have a coffee and also work for like 7 hours and then, you know, leave. But it is, the food is phenomenal. They have it's insane that this is one of the best sandwiches on the menu. They have a fried broccoli sandwich.
Oh, I didn't know it was fried.
Yes, that is what makes it very good.
When in doubt.
It's with ricotta cheese and pickled raisins in the sandwich.
That's one of those things where you have to like taste it to understand.
Oh, yeah.
Why
no,
it
it's
works,
so
right?
good.
Were you frightened by the idea of pickled raisins the first time you ordered it?
I mean, I'm not frightened by any foods, but I was I was definitely intrigued and interested in how they were going to be, and they were phenomenal. That is the best sandwich on the menu, in my opinion, although a lot of sandwiches are great. They've got pulled pork sandwiches, which are great. They've got a, you know, brisket sandwich. It's great. But then they also just, if you see on the special board, when you walk into Lincoln Station on your next trip there, which I'm sure is going to be immediate after this interview. I mean, they're not open right now, but you know, just, I mean, they might be open when you listen to this like later, but in the live recording of this version, they're not open right now. Yeah, you can camp out till morning.
Build a shanty town outside of Lincoln Station.
Scope that special board. See what the special board says. If it says fried chicken sandwich, you should order that because it is so good. I will literally call them and ask them if that is the special of the day, and then only come if they have that sometimes because I want it so badly.
And that's dedication because that is a whole two blocks you'd have to find out yourself.
It's very it's a great spot. I also just go there all the time because it's you get a great sandwich, you hang out, it's got great vibes.
You work?
I don't really work there. I mean, my job is to make music most of the time, and also emails too. I can't make music there, so I mean, yeah, I guess I could bring my session, like bring my recording studio, and just like start recording in there. I think they'd take a little offense to the situation, but and also the recordings would be bad.
I feel like you could improv some action with like some like spoon on coffee cup, like ding 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 ding. People love that.
People love that. That
it's
is
very hot.
That
right
is
now.
Actually, it's the top song. And if you go to Spotify right now and search top song, it will say "Spoon on Cup" by Cody Fitzgerald.
Everyone's just
at Lincoln Station.
Yeah, everyone's gonna live at Lincoln Station.
Yeah,
and everyone is just going to expect you to do a toast.
Yeah, it's the next live at Lincoln Center, live at Lincoln Station.
More intimate, silverware based experience. Yeah.
But it's a great spot. Everyone go.
But go seriously. I know. I was like, we're just gonna do some like Crown Heights hopping tomorrow.
Yeah.
All of the places.
We're just giving you a tour.
This is. Actually, you can't see it in your heads, but we see it in our heads.
We see it in our heads, and also I am actually tomorrow at 2 p.m. If you come, giving a personal tour of Crown Heights to everyone, everyone who finds me on the street and says, hey, Cody.
He's going to have a sign. We're going to do a little crawl action, like a megaphone. it's going to be perfect. All the tourists are going to be there. It's covered in timeout and everything. So don't miss it. We may or may not be telling the truth. Do not just show. Well, it's a good spot.
I mean, you could show up. You'll have a great time. I just may or may not be holding a sign, and I may or may not be outside.
So, you have to do some hardcore Google imaging and hunting you down and Google Mapsing. Excellent. So White Tiger, is that, that's also in the neighborhood? Is that?
Yep. I think basically everything I wrote is in the neighborhood because you said places in Brooklyn, and when I don't know if you know this, but the trains in Crown Heights
do not go to Bushwick.
Don't go to Bushwick and Williamsburg,
where we are right now.
Yeah, and I don't, and so those aren't my favorite spots.
You don't like to cross the same river twice to go somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Weird. Like if you had said bands do Brooklyn and part of Manhattan, then I would have been like, oh, I've got a lot more spots in Manhattan too.
But, oh, I told you about this Negroni Spark.
Yeah, thing. Exactly.
We're purists here. I'm sorry.
No, White Tiger is it's a phoenix reborn from the ashes, literally, in that the restaurant had a fire, and now is back, and it's an amazing Korean restaurant, and I was so sad. I thought it was never going to open again because it had a fire like 2 years ago, and there was a fire next door, and there was a sign on the door one day, and it just said, there was a fire next door. We're so sorry. We're closed now. And then I was like, okay. And they were like, we'll be open again soon. A year later, it was still not open. And I was like, just
soon,
like,
there's a spectrum of
soon seems like wrong at this point. But yeah,
I think after a year, that term's no longer.
Yeah, it's not. Soon is wrong. Soon was wrong. But now it is back, and it's open for dinner only at this point, which is so devastating because I just want it for lunch. But it's great. It's really, the cocktails are great, and the food is delicious. And come on, it's great Korean food. Top-notch Korean food.
You're really like hitting all the genres here, too.
I don't know if I said this earlier. I care a lot about
food. It's 11 p.m. It's late. I'm hallucinating. Where are we? What's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. And then to check another box, I guess genre is not really the right term. We're talking about food.
Cuisine?
Yes. I'm in music mode.
Yeah. The Korean genre of food.
Yes. Many artists, culinary artists who partake.
Hey, they are.
it is an art for sure. And I don't have a microwave anymore. And I'm like, that's a shame because that was 99% of my cooking skills involved in microwave.
Wow. That's so, I mean, I'm so glad you don't have a microwave anymore then.
Well, thank God there's so many places to go. Bricolage.
Oh, yes.
Which is Vietnamese and a little fancy on the fancy side.
It's a little on the fancy side, but it's not crazy on the fancy side, but it's a little on the fancy.
You're wearing a t-shirt and pants. I'm wearing a sweatshirt and jeans. Could we go to Bricolage?
It's not like not like upscale.
It's Brooklyn. I don't think it's Brooklyn. Anywhere. Yeah.
No, it's. I was there yesterday.
I like your loyalty. Like this, I believe that you like these places.
Oh, of course I like these. Why would I write down stuff I don't like? There's so much food I do like. I'd be insane. Actually, I went. My girlfriend Felicia introduced me to it, and it's got like a really cool backyard. There's like all of these retro TVs that are all, which is so random. It looks like the backyard kind of looks like a really nice backyard, and then like somebody found like a bunch of random like electronic garbage and then just kind of stacked it in a way that makes you realize that it's really nice that it's there. And then the
trash sculpture line is the fine one. If you can pull that off.
Oh, yeah. They really are doing it. Yeah. They're really hitting the mark of like, you're like, wow, look at those tiny TVs that are absolutely useless at this point. But I love them in this backyard for no reason. it's really cute. And the backyard is actually beautiful. It's like really lush. And the food is great. I mean, it's really, it's some of the closest food that I've had to the food I had in Vietnam when I was there. So it's very good. It's very, very good food.
What is your go-to dish?
What
do you recommend to the people?
To the people? I mean, everything on the menu is great. They have some things that they have that I had yesterday. they have a mushroom wonton with peanut sauce, which is delicious. They have they have chicken wings, which they serve with a sriracha butter, which is really good.
Sriracha is just...
I mean, and anything. Butter. come on. What are we doing here?
Butter in air.
Yeah, I mean, let's just eat it. Let's go back to Brie Goulash. It's not open. It's once again, nothing we're talking about
is
open.
This is such a tease right now.
Yeah, they have it's a lot of great stuff.
They'll be open again soon. Not a year, but
what?
Just a few hours. They'll be open again.
Yeah, they'll be open. Yeah, not a year. Not yeah. It's yeah, soon. Soon is much sooner than the other soon. But yeah, it's a great, great spot. Everyone go when you're feeling a little fancy and you're like, hey, if you want to go for a date night, go to Brie Goulash. That's my plug. I'm just really plugging restaurants I think should have great business.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? It's like sharing the place. Brooklyn's so big and there's so many spots. Like you need someone to tell you what's good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to be, it's funny because I feel like I'm my goal with this radio show is never going to be listened to. The people who I'm like, I just want to, if someone's visiting here and they really care about food and they just want some local recs, I just want to give them the local recs, but they're not going to listen to this show randomly. So
like, just happen to tune in. Yeah. Just happen. Yeah.
It's like somebody's like flying in right now. And then they're like, ah, what's this Radio Free Brooklyn thing?
You got to get him hot off the runway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Reel him in with the sweet tunes and sell him on the food.
Yeah.
and speaking of sweet tunes, another song you passed along, you said it's the artist Arthur Moon, who you said mm-hmm. you just saw recently, right?
Yeah. They are so good. They're one of the tightest live bands I've seen in a very long time. And they're lovely people. And
it's nice when those things align, right?
It is. and yeah, this song is incredible. You should just listen to it and see what you think.
See what you think. And you're getting hungry, but we're going to feed you some sweet tunes. the next best thing to sriracha butter. So here's the song Homo Normo by Arthur Moon.
Then I woke up and the sun was shining on the house beside the lake, and the dog was barking, but the baby didn't wake up at all. Why would she? New York, I'm gone.
All right, that was Homo Normo by Arthur Moon, and it was sick.
By recommending good bands.
you do your best. You succeeded. Food and music. It's like most important things, really.
To me, yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And probably most people that are listening here, like, I'll have to be quite honest. If you're into this this concept, you're like, yes, I like music, and I would like to know what food that the people that make this music are into. that's my elevator pitch. Excellent. And speaking of food, this is kind of a food/bar place, Covenhoven,
yeah,
which used to be a block from my old apartment. And
yeah,
I've spent many a time at Covenhoven.
Yeah, it's a lovely bar, and they have an absurdly crazy beer selection. Like, you know, 15, I think they have like 15 or 16 taps. And then they also have like a refrigerator of like 150 different, or 200, whatever stupid amount of beers from like local, and they're all like organized by like local beers or like beers from a specific country. It's like insane, the selection of stuff they have. And you can buy those and take them home and get like a bunch of random beers you've never had before and just try them at home. Or you can have something from the like rotating taps of like 16 or 17 beers. It's a beer bar. It's a great beer bar, though.
It's really good pretzels, too. Like,
I've had the pretzels.
Oh, the hot pretzel. You'll get 3rd-degree burns.
Oh,
but
perfect.
Unless you have self-control. But
oh,
that's not something I'm familiar with.
Why would I have any?
Yeah.
It's a pretzel.
Okay. Yeah. And what I love about that bar too, I mean, it's, again, you can like, yeah, you can have the bars in the fridge, you can have the things on tap. But it's also like, there's always like dogs and like babies,
yeah,
and like,
yeah, yeah,
which like makes you feel like this is a nice place to be.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I just always want to have dogs and babies nearby.
That is how you get the good vibes.
Yeah, no, it does. It makes you feel like there's, you know, there's families about.
Yeah, it's like this is a safe space.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the bartenders are wonderful. They're like, now I'm going to go off on a tangent because I'm like, this is actually one of my favorite spots too. But
hey,
yes.
This is your show. You say what
right.
You want. Yeah.
I'm going to turn your mic off while I go on my COVID ramp. Yeah, but truly amazing people that work there. There's regulars there, like a lot of great regulars, including, speaking of babies, the best baby, Owen. If you're listening, I know you're 2 years old and probably don't know how the internet works, but shout out. <Yeah. laughs> kids know how to work stuff like pretty early these days, so I feel
yeah,
like you might
two,
be locked on.
Two is pretty quick, but, you know, we'll see.
Prodigies, you know. So moving kind of actually off of the food, beer, bar thing, a departure from that, Prospect Park. Although I guess you could just bring beers from Covenhoven over there.
Yeah. 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 I mean, everyone likes Prospect Park, so it's not a very.
it's truly lovely.
It's a great park place. I mean, the only reason I put it on the list is because it seems remiss of me not to put it on the list as someone who works from home and lives 15 minutes from the park and literally will write music for 2 or 3 hours, get annoyed at the third hour, and then leave my apartment, walk around the entirety of Prospect Park for an hour and a half or two.
Yeah,
and
that's
then,
like a 3.5 miles around, right? It's like,
yeah, it's a long walk.
Yeah,
it's a trek, it's a walk.
It's a quest.
Yeah, I just do that loop, and then I come back, and then I keep writing music. So it's like very much a part of my music writing life and my general life. So it felt necessary to include. Everyone loves Prospect Park. Even the guy who made it said it was better than Central Park, so.
And best of all, in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, he did say that.
He did say it.
No, he did.
I believe you. I'm like, wait, did he? What are we talking about now? What are these faces you're making?
Yeah, no, he said Prospect Park is my favorite park that I've made because you can't see the city from it.
It really is a truly, like, immersive thing. Like, I've gotten lost in that park.
Yeah.
Multiple
I can't
times.
anymore, because I've gone on every pathway of it 400 times in my time in Brooklyn. But yeah, no, I before that I did.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those places where I'm like, oh, I live by the park. Like, I'm going to go all the time. And then I'm like, shit, I haven't gone in a while. I should probably go take advantage of this really amazing park.
Yeah. Well, I think I'd go crazy without it. So thank you, Prospect Park. We love
thank
you.
Thank you. Shout out to the creator. Mm. We forget
his name right now.
It's Googleable, you know? And you're... final pick, which is where the music magic happens. Mm. Figure Eight.
Yes. Figure Eight is a lovely recording studio. The person who mixed my last few records, Eli Cruz, and also did a little bit of producing on the most recent one, works out of that studio. It's super cool. He also lived above it for most of the time that he doesn't anymore, but he lived above it for the entire time we were working there, too.
That's the best commute, I can
imagine.
It's
great. He just walks downstairs into the studio.
How many recording sessions did he do in his pajamas?
None. He's very professional.
Oh, professional.
he's phenomenal, though. He's one of the best mixing engineers I've ever worked with, thus the working with him for three albums. He did, like, a bunch of Tune Yard stuff.
And, yeah, I saw that.
Deerhoof.
And Why with the question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, working there is like so lovely. It's just like a very home. It just feels like a home when you're there, and that's really hard to pull off. And they really do an amazing job of it. And so far as studios that are that good go, it's not as expensive as other ones.
That's what I've heard, actually. Do you know Wildermaker? Yeah, Gabe from that band. That was one of his favorite places too. And that interview was done for the blog, bandsdbk.com, shout out. So not on the radio, but yeah, I've heard really good things about that place. And I'm like, if this is the year that I decide to pick up music beyond the three drum lessons that I've taken in my 31 years, I will know where to record.
Or just pretend you are and do studio tours. Oh, wow, look at this place.
I'm just really looking for a place like to record my next project. Just, like, I've been working on it for years and I'm just looking for a home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everyone's always looking for a home. They're so hard to find.
That's also the thing about New York, right? You're always looking for what? An apartment, a day at a job, and a recording studio.
Yeah.
But,
and how to fit all three into the same room.
Godspeed. So as one more reminder, Stolen Jars are playing Our Wicked Lady on January 24th. Amazing venue right here in Bushwick. And right here, I mean, for us. Not right here from Crown Heights. You're gonna have to leave Crown Heights after you fall in love with it. I'm afraid you're gonna have to.
After you go
back
on the food tour with me, you will have to go to Our Wicked Lady.
And then again at the dance. Where is that venue, by the way? I feel is that it's all Lower Side, right? That
I festival? Haven't been yet. So I don't. But it was opened by the Babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Babies All Right is obviously
great.
Very phenomenal venue.
Yeah, that'll be February 7th with Loose Buttons. It's their album release show. But they're announcing it in like a few days.
I love Loose Buttons as well.
Yeah.
It's really fun guys.
Yeah, they're great.
Excellent. So yeah, one more reminder that a reminder is now out. I did not mean to do that. I'm very stoked with how that worked out. Again, it's a truly beautiful album. Been a fangirl one more time on air. It's like it's incredible. I've sent it to so many people. So when you get your Spotify stats today, like everyone else in the world, like I'm responsible for roughly 400 of those streams.
Thank you.
Yeah. So is that and. I think it covered. Listen to that. Go see them live. And what else you got?
That sounds like a great idea to me.
I am partial to this. Yeah. So we are going to close out with a song from that very album, obviously, and also titled A Reminder. And this is Stolen Jars on Bands Do BK on Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you.
I won't go wasting my time again. My love is everything I'll forget. When I look out, you look back again. My love is everything I'll forget. Sometimes I dreamed I could be someone that I can be sure of. But I keep falling back into your eyes again. Oh, I keep falling back till I think I'm all gone. Goddamn, I'm wasting my time again. Start over, I'll sing all these lines again. I don't know if I can find myself. I lose it when you go. You cut my face out from this town and build a city of your own. I know I'm not what I was then. This love's a reminder. Everything ends, but if you want me now, I'll find my face and bring it. Sometimes I dreamed I could be someone that I could be sure of. But I keep falling back into your eyes again. Well, I keep falling back till I think I'm all gone. Goddamn, I'm wasting my time again. My love is everything I forget. If I just sing all these lines again. I can find myself. It comes back when you go. Cut your face out from this town and build a city of my own. I know I'm not what I was then. This goes to remind everything ends.